Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Big 12 Nation. It is week two, and a lot to talk about. Obviously, the ranked teams, Texas, won at home versus UTEP. Baylor won. Oklahoma State was upset on a controversial decision. Let's go ahead and dive into that right now about the controversial decision. The decision can be as controversial as possible. You can blame it on the officials all you want to. The point I want to get across to everybody is it shouldn't have been that damn close. The game should have never been that close. Oklahoma State, they were playing these guys at home. Oklahoma State was playing these people at home. They should have blew them the hell out. It should have been no way Central Michigan should have even been able to hang with them. So that's my whole thing. It's like last year when Miami beat Duke. It's like I'm tired of the media always trying to take stuff away now. Like, it was a point in time where officials were bad and everybody was like, yeah, we need to fix this stuff. But in these, like, recent instances, officials really weren't that bad like that compared to in the 90s when people be like, man, we need to fix this. They ruined some people's games. The game was close. It was a bad play at the end of the game. Bad clock management by the Oklahoma State coaches for the simple reason that just run the damn ball. Just run the damn ball or take the delay game and then kick it off. And then if your defense can – see, like, here's my problem. If they were able to score on that Hail Mary – because they should have never got the down. If they were able to score on that Hail Mary, here's how I look at it. If the down wasn't timed, then what the heck were they supposed to do? Because I've never seen a play, guys. Here's what's crazy. I've never seen a play, guys, where there wasn't one untimed down. From way back wherever, if there was a penalty that ended the game, there was always one untimed down for the other team. I've never heard of it just stopping. So to me, it's like, are you just stopping it because now it's a team that nobody wants to lose or people have? It's stupid to me. Whatever. It shouldn't have been that damn close. Mike Gundy and union staff need to blow out Central Michigan when they come into town. Point blank, period. There is no excuse for that crap. You know, Central Michigan should not be within 7 points of a Big 12 Oklahoma State team. And I hate the media, and I'm glad a bunch of people commented on it right away and said, you know what, I hate the media for what they do now. It's like if they don't get what they want, they don't get the outcome of the game, it's somebody's fault right away. It's never that, you know what, it should have never been that close. That is why people like Charlie Strong, no matter what was going on when people were saying it was his fault at Texas that they were so bad, he would say, yeah, it's all my fault. It's no excuse. It shouldn't be that close. And Oklahoma State, you remember last year, got away with some controversial calls at Texas. Texas should have really won that game. In 2015, officiating, it's wacky. And I remember, let's talk about this idiot who was on his blog saying that the Texas win was tainted because Torrey Hunter's son was hitting the end zone or whatever, and it wasn't called. The officials for the Texas-Notre Dame game were probably the best officials I've seen in a while because they let the teams just damn play. They just let them play. They didn't overuse the flag. They just let the teams play. That's one thing I loved about those officials last weekend. And for him to say that Texas win was tainted, the hit that happened on Torrey Hunter was in the third quarter. I believe Notre Dame was losing at that time when that hit occurred. So I don't know how that could affect the whole outcome of the game because Notre Dame was losing most of the game with him in anyway. They got a little rhythm, but if he was staying, who's to say that they would have won? So that argument is idiotic and stupid. It's out the window. So let's just go over the Big 12 scores, guys. Obviously, Central beat O State 30-27. Youngstown State lost to West Virginia 38-21, WVU 2-0. Oh, God, guys. Poor Kansas Jayhawks. See, now last week I was nice, okay? And I said, if Kansas gets a win over Rhode Island, I'll be really happy for them. That would be awesome. But you also remember me saying now they're going to be playing an FBS team, which is a team that they could play in a bowl game, but they're not in a Power 5 conference. They're in the MAC. So it looks like the Mid-American Conference is looking better than the Big 12 right now, being that two of our teams lost to MAC conferences, MAC conference teams. So Kansas lost 37-21 to Ohio University. There's no disrespect to Ohio University. As you guys know, Ohio University's head coach is Frank Solich. Everybody knows when Nebraska was in the Big 12, Frank Solich was a phenomenal coach. And let's also not forget that Nebraska was dumb enough to fire Frank Solich after going 11-1 and fire a guy and then hire a guy named Bill Callahan, which in addition caused more confusion because now they fired Bo Pelini and they hired this new guy, Mike Riley. And Mike Riley was 5-7. Bo Pelini never went worse than 9-3. So I don't know what their fan base expects in Nebraska. I don't know what the thought process is over there, but it's pretty doggone stupid. It makes absolutely no sense. So anyway, Kansas Jayhawks are 1-1, and yes, guys, they lost at home to Ohio University. I did not want to see that happening, but it happened. So the struggles continue for the Kansas Jayhawks, and that might have been the only game they were going to win this year versus Rhode Island. All right, Baylor won 40-13 over Southern Methodist. Everybody thought that OU destroyed Louisiana Monroe. TCU lost to Arkansas. All right. Kenny Hill has been very impressive. He's been everything I thought he would be and more for TCU. TCU's defense struggled a little bit, but they played a lot better this week than they did last week, which made me think they were overlooking for this week. However, when you got the game put away and you're up 28-20 defense, you have to put them away. Put them away. Also, when you go up in overtime, put them away. They came right away and scored in the first overtime, but then in the second overtime, it was like they couldn't get a rhythm, and then they kick a field goal. Anybody knows in college football, when you kick a field goal in overtime, it's not good, looking good because the team, all they have to do is score. They don't have to kick an extra point, and they score, the game is over. So the frustrating thing about that was Kenny Hill he's pretty much their whole offense. He makes things happen for the team, and I don't know why anybody said anything about a quarterback controversy. If there's a quarterback controversy at TCU, that's a bunch of bull crap because Kenny Hill carries the team. It's that simple. You've seen it last week. You've seen it against Arkansas. But TCU needs to get that defense fixed. I mean, you got a minute left and you are up by 8 points. You know, it's not like they were up by a touchdown. They were up by a touchdown in the two-point conversion. So Arkansas had to get the damn two-point conversion to take it to overtime. TCU's got to be able to finish. So that was another frustrating thing in the conference this week. TCU just not finishing. They're ranked 15th. Arkansas is not ranked. In addition to that, Arkansas is an SEC team. I love seeing Big 12 teams kick SEC teams' ass, but we just didn't come through this week. All right, Iowa State continues to struggle under Matt Campbell. Can you say that he's on the hot seat yet? Absolutely not. The guy has only been there, you know, 6-7 months. It's going to take some time for them to build. But at the same time, you sit there and say they could have had the same record under Paul Rose. So what was the point? So maybe people at Iowa State are saying, let's take a step back and take a step forward. But the most embarrassing thing was you should have never lost, especially you should have never, ever lost at home in UNI week one. That's the killer. And then when you lose to Iowa, that's fine. Iowa's a nationally ranked team, but at least lose to Iowa like 42-28, not 42-3. So Matt Campbell's offense isn't scoring at Iowa State. Maybe he doesn't have the players he needs. Maybe he's playing a lot of freshmen. Maybe when his recruits get in there, it'll be better. Maybe it's the mentality of the kids that Rose left with him. It could be a combination of both. But it's not looking good for Iowa State and Kansas right now. They're looking like easy teams to beat. And Kansas State had off this week, so Bill Snyder and the Wildcats just relaxed this week, got healthy after the big Stanford game, and it looks like they got two home games in a row that they should be able to win. Now on to Texas Tech, Arizona State. If anybody followed the Facebook page, these were the two games I was watching, TCU, Arkansas, and then Texas Tech, Arizona State. Cliff Kingsbury is a phenomenal offensive coach. Patrick Mahomes is a phenomenal quarterback. However, Texas Tech needs to get their heads out of their butts and hire a defensive coordinator. If the defensive coordinator they have is a good guy, well, then they need to hire some type of damn something. I don't know what they need to do. A defensive analyst, defensive specialist, go recruit kids from all over the country for defense. They need a damn defense. Anytime you have to score more than 55 points to win a game is absolutely absurd. When do you see Alabama having to score 50 points to win a game? Hell, Saban just with all these spread offenses and everything going on. Saban won a national championship not that many years ago, 9-0 or something like that, 12-0. Defense needs to be a point of emphasis in our conference. And the teams that play great defense are Kansas State and usually actually Texas. Offense is great, but we need better defense in our conference. We need that old school defense. And I think maybe that's why people like the SEC more than the Big 12 is because we don't concentrate on defense. So as I thought, this game would be a shootout. It went back and forth, back and forth. But the final was 68-55. Guys, that's a damn basketball score. I love it. It's fun. But did anybody really want to see a 68-55 football game? Or do you want to see like more like a 42-28 or a 35-21 football game? Your preference. I'm not being a jackass about it. I'm just saying like 68-55 is absolutely absurd. That to me, that's just too much back and forth. There's no defense. There's no big hits. But can I blame the kids for being no defense? No, because some of the calls that the official make with targeting and all this other dumb stuff, it makes it impossible to play defense, which I don't get. You're saying player safety. No, I think you're trying to boost offensive play because some of the stuff has nothing to do with player safety. It's just a good, hard, clean hit, and the kid gets ejected from the game. And it's going to cause a lot of controversy here soon because what's going to happen is kids are going to stop playing football. They're going to stop playing, and it's just going to be whose offense can look the prettiest with nobody out there against them. You have to let these guys play defense. That's what makes the game fun. If you can catch the ball and get hit and you can catch the ball and still be a tough guy when you know you got these big linebackers and defensive linemen coming at you, if you can still do all that stuff, that's what makes the game awesome. That's what makes you have an explosive offense is that you can make a good defense look like a bunch of idiots. Not that it's tailor-made for you to catch every pass because the defender can't do this or the defender can't do that. It gets really stupid after a while. So that's about it really, guys. It's just TCU needs to finish. Texas Tech needs a defense. Texas did what they needed to do, but now they have a big game next week versus Cal. OU has a huge game this upcoming week versus Ohio State. And if Oklahoma can beat Ohio State, that will put them right back in the championship race. But knowing Urban Meyer, he's going to come in there and try and score 60, 70 points on OU. So OU needs a very, very good week of practice this week. The good thing is Ohio State is coming to Norman. So, man, this is going to be a good game. I can't wait for this one. This is one of our early season matchups where everybody should be licking their chops saying, okay, this is going to be the real deal. But hopefully OU represents the conference really well. So let's take a look at Tech. Let me see who Texas Tech has next week. They have Kansas next week. Tech has Louisiana Tech coming in. So I see Texas Tech winning that game like 50-20 or something dumb. Then Kansas comes into town for a Thursday night game on September 29th. We'll see how that goes. So everything's looking pretty good for Tech, I think, to still make a bowl game, but it's just frustrating when you see them play a Pac-12 team or a power conference team. They get outscored, or they just have no damn defense. Like in the bowl game last year they played in, it's got to get embarrassing after a while to like let other teams put up like damn near 1,000 yards worth of offense on you every week. Like, come on, you're putting up a whole season's worth of offense on people every week. So you gotta get annoying. Okay. Iowa State is at TCU Saturday at noon. TCU is gonna be pretty pissed off about losing Arkansas at home. TCU runs Iowa State out the stadium. They're just not ready yet. So that's not going to be too fun of a game to watch, but I'll be watching it because it's conference play. Let's see who Oklahoma State has this week. Oklahoma State plays Pittsburgh at home. Pittsburgh just beat the hell out of Penn State, so Oklahoma State better wake up and wake up quick. I understand it was a controversial ending, but you can't let none of these teams that are small schools play with you for any amount of time because it's like their Super Bowl. If they win, those are the recruits that you said weren't good enough to go to your game. So in the back of their head, they're saying, now I'm going to show you since I wasn't good enough to get recruited by you. And it makes it easy for them to be able to do things that they want to do because their players are already motivated. And your players think it's going to just be an easy scrimmage or walkthrough because they're playing at home. Well, you better get a rude awakening if you play that stupid game. So you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Oklahoma State played a stupid game by letting that team be in close with them, and they won a stupid prize at the end by losing. West Virginia plays BYU. That is going to be one hell of a game. Holy cow. BYU-Utah finish, one of the best finishes I've ever seen. Man, everybody needs to watch that game. Let me see what time that's at, actually. That is to be announced. That BYU game is going to be a tough game. And BYU wants to join the conference. I know all these people are complaining they won't want BYU to join the conference, all that other stuff. BYU has a fan base. BYU has money. All the other religious stuff, leave it out. It has nothing to do with if they can play good competitive football games. But anyway, man, that was amazing, BYU, Utah. I was flipping back and forth between that, TCU, Arkansas, and Texas Tech, Arizona State. Those three games were the great games this weekend. All right, BU, let's see who Baylor's got on their schedule coming up this weekend. Let me see, is Baylor in conference play? Okay, no, they're at Rice. Baylor plays at Rice Friday night, so they got a short week. That should be an easy win. They should go on a conference play 3-0. Texas goes to Cal. We know that. Let's see who Iowa State plays. And then we all know Kansas State has their home opener. So, Iowa State, oh, I already said that. They're at TCU. Jeez. Good luck. That's it, guys. I mean, Texas is at Cal. Texas Tech is at home. Iowa State's at TCU. Oklahoma has Ohio State at home. Oklahoma State has Pitt at home. West Virginia has BYU at home. Baylor is on the road for a cupcake game. Let me see who Kansas Jayhawks have after losing at home. Oh, my God, it's embarrassing. They're at Memphis, so I'm going to say this. If Kansas couldn't beat Ohio at home, there's no way in hell they're going into Memphis and beating Memphis. Memphis is one of those good AAC teams like Cincinnati and Houston that is very good and has good recruits. Now, going back to expansion real quick, This should go against ESPN's logic and Fox Sports 1's logic about watering down the competition. BYU has went on the road and kicked the Pac-12 team, Arizona, but at home at Arizona, should have beat Utah. Cincinnati just went on the road and kicked the Big Ten, Purdue's butt. And we know Houston, what they did to Oklahoma. So all this watering down talk is a bunch of BS, and it's a bunch of propaganda, which is we're starting to understand that's all the media is about. They're not about fairness. They're about making you want to think how they think. To say the Big 12 will be watered down by bringing any of those three teams in is a bunch of bullshit. And I'm excuse my language, guys, for cussing, but it's just frustrating. Like, how can you say that about all three of these teams when all three of them have played each other in the last 5 years and all three of them have been in the top 10 easily in the last decade and have beat the crap out of power conference teams in the last decade. So that's proof that if we go that way and we expand the Big 12 with either one of those three teams, now the other teams, I don't know about. I don't think they could compete. I don't think they have the fan bases. But Cincinnati, Houston, BYU, those are some good teams that can play with anybody in the country. Cincinnati proved it this week. BYU proved it last week and this week. They're good quality football teams with good quality fan bases. Purdue is a Big Ten team. Cincinnati could easily be in the Big Ten, but we all know Ohio State does not want that because if they're in the Big Ten, they're going to get a lot of those recruits out of Cincinnati, which is Southwest Ohio, which is a very huge football area, one of the like top 10 football areas in the country for high school recruiting. Ohio State doesn't want that problem. So there's no way Ohio State will let Cincinnati in the Big Ten because then they have an automatic threat outside of Michigan and Michigan State. But them, Cincinnati being in the Big 12 is also good too because now whenever Oklahoma or Texas or one of our Big 12 powerhouses play Ohio State, we have somebody in conference that, you know, has the same kids recruited, you know, same relationships. You know, Texas, they throw the ball, spread offenses. Ohio is still run the ball down your throat. It's still physical football. So we got to understand that any of these additions to the Big 12 is going to help us, not hurt us. Totally opposite of what ESPN and Fox Sports 1 is trying to preach. And if they want to pull out, go ahead and pull out. I don't think we need them anyway. I think we have enough money and fan base that somebody else would pick us up, whether it be NBC, CBS, hell, Spike TV has sports. We would get a network to pick up the Big 12 games, I think, with no problem. I don't think we need ESPN anymore at all. So if they want to pull out, they don't want to give us money. We got the fan base. I think we have enough money in the Big 12 to go compete because now they can't automatically. See, here's what I think it is. They want to automatically give the SEC the top-notch competition or automatically give the SEC the heads up when it comes to the playoff. And if one of these three teams get added, they know they're not going to be able to say that the Big 12 wasn't good enough because we're going to have a conference championship game, and those are ridiculously good quality opponents. you know, you let Ohio State in with no problem, and a team that Ohio State plays every year just got destroyed by a team that's supposedly in a smaller conference. So it is what it is, guys. So that's just your thought. Make sure every week you pay attention to who Cincinnati, who Houston, who BYU plays, who they beat, and how they play them. And I guarantee you, you guys will understand what I mean as it's a propaganda game because the competition is very damn good from either of those teams. All three of them are phenomenal programs. This Big 12 Nation, week two. It's early in the morning. Sorry if I stuttered a little bit here and there. I'm half asleep, half awake, but I knew I had to get this podcast done before the week got going because Thursday night football is back, Monday night football doubleheader tonight. Next week we'll have a lot to talk about. I can't wait to talk. Big 12 Nation, love you guys. Have a good week.